الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers in Islam, I've recited a verse from the 22nd para, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complains about this insan. This insan is very ungrateful. Ungratefulness is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates. But ungratefulness is something that shaitan loves. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided to expel shaitan from the skies, on that occasion, shaitan told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Anzirni ila yawmi yub'athun." That give me respite. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you got that respite. Instead of humbling himself, after he got his request, what did he say? قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْوَدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That because, and look at the tone of a person who got, pride. That because you have misled me, because you have destroyed me in one tafsir, because you have destroyed me, therefore I will stand on the straight path. I will stop anyone that wants to come close to you. I will stop anyone that wants to accept the truth. I will not allow anyone. And then he continues after that. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. I will come from the front, from behind, from the side, from the right, the left. According to one tafsir, I will come from all sides. I will try everything to stop this insan from coming close to Allah. In another tafsir, I will come from the front, meaning I will make him turn away from the akhirat. I will come from behind, I'll make him turn towards the dunya. I will come from the right, that all the good things that he's supposed to do, he will leave it out. I will come from the left, all the bad things that he wasn't supposed to be doing, he will go towards those things. In one tafsir, I will come from the right, in the good avenues that he's supposed to spend in, he won't spend. I will come from the left, the evil and the bad avenues that he wasn't supposed to spend in, he'll spend in those places. But the part after that, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. You will not find You'll find most of them, they are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ungratefulness is something that shaitan had made a promise that I will make this insan ungrateful. Despite all the bounties that man has, he's most ungrateful. And ungratefulness is something that Allah hates. So much so that Allah Ta'ala, for ungratefulness, Allah Ta'ala uses the word of kufr. In so many verses, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. You remember me, and I will remember you. That's why Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in Ma'arif al-Quran, he mentions about a person, a buzurg, a past person, he said, I know exactly when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is thinking of me. He says, how do you know? He says, when I'm making the zikr of Allah. Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I will remember you. Washkuruli, and be grateful to me. Wala takfurun, do not be ungrateful. Ya Allah Ta'ala uses the word kufr. Again Allah Ta'ala, la in shakartum la azidannakum, wa la in kafartum. If you are grateful, we will increase. Ungrateful. Again Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala uses the word kufr. Inna hadaynahu as-sabila imma shakira wa imma kafura. Yeah, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word kufr for ungratefulness. In another verse, in takfuru fa inna Allah ghaniyun ankum. If you're ungrateful, you're not harming Allah in any way. Fa inna Allah ghaniyun. Allah is independent. Allah doesn't need you. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa la yardha li ibadi al-kufr. Wa in tashkuru yardha lakum. But if you're ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will reward you for it. Your benefit, Allah will reward you for it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates ungratefulness. But this insan, his condition is such that Allah ta'ala speaks about this condition in Surah Al-Fajr. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him bounties, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored me. Allah ta'ala has done good to me. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَ. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just holds back little bit also. Allah ta'ala just holds back some of the ni'mat also, not all. Only some of the ni'mat. And what he says? My Allah has displaced me, wa na'udhu billah. My Allah has abandoned me. Allah says, why are you blaming me? You are a selfish person. كَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا تَحَادُونَ عَلَىٰ طُعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. You are not honoring a yatim and an orphan. You are more worried about yourself. Only accumulating wealth. You are not encouraging the feeding of the poor. وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا. You are usurping people's rights when it came to inheritance. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّعِ. Because you got extreme love for wealth. You are greedy, you are stingy, and you're blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of your actions. Because of your actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is holding back. So this is the condition of this insan. Despite having so much of ni'mats, he's always complaining. One buzur. He was a little surprised at his friend, you see. His friend, every time you'll ask him, how's business? He'll say, no, I made a loss. Few years went like this, first year, second year, third year. Every year he says, no, I made a loss. After 5-6 years, he asked him, no, it really surprises me, that every time I ask you, how's business? And you tell me, no, I made a loss. By now you should be closing down, if you made a loss. Every year you're making a loss. He said, no, what I mean, in the business world, What's the meaning of a loss? He says, if we have a target of making, for example, 10 million for the year, we got a target of 10 million, and I made only 9 million. I did not lose anything. I made a lot of money, but I did not make my target, I did not hit my target. To me, it's a loss. So if a person thinks in this way, will he ever appreciate and ever make shukr for the ni'mats of Allah? He's always thinking he's making a loss, despite what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. He'll always be complaining. Whereas Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah in his Fazail al-Sadaqat has mentioned this hadith, that a person to remain alive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only needs to give him three things. One is he just needs a shelter. Second, he just needs food only to keep him alive. And third, he needs one set of clothing just to cover himself. To remain alive, that much only he needs. If you look at our condition, regarding all these three things, how much Allah has given us. If you look at the home that we are living in, it's not only one room also, several rooms, with all the things inside the house also. If you look at the clothing that we have, we don't have only one set. We got so many sets of clothing. And even when we don't need the clothing also, when there's an occasion coming, we're going to buy more also. Imam Malik rahmatullahi, people used to give him one set of clothing. He used to teach hadith out of respect of hadith. People used to give him one set, he used to wear a new set every day. While teaching hadith out of respect for the hadith. So he had 360 sets of clothing that he used to wear every day. But each day he wore a new set. The old set, the set that he wore yesterday, he will give it out in charity. So basically he just got one set for the day. Because the next day he gives that away in charity. And he keeps that one set of clothing. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah Ta'ala made the means for him. Out of respect for the hadith, when he was teaching the hadith, Allah Ta'ala made even the means of the clothing coming also. But we have so much, and some of the sets of clothing, we don't even wear it again. Likewise, if you have to look at the food, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the minimum amount is just that amount of food that keeps you alive. Most of us, we have food which will last the whole month at least. Even more sometimes. So what do we have to complain? Why is it that we are still complaining in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Despite all the ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ You find very few people making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, مَنْ أَصْبَحَ مِنْكُمْ آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ That person who wakes up in the morning, in his mind, he hasn't got any fear, he's safe and sound, he's happy, he got no fear about anything. Not like the people in Gaza, or in the other war-torn places when they're coming out from their home, they're not even sure whether they're going to return also. Mu'afan fi jasadihi, his health also is good. His health is also good. Wa inda wuqutu yawmihi, and he even got one day's food. Wa inda wuqutu yawmihi. Some say, as though he has got the whole dunya. As though he has got the whole world. So this aspect of gratitude, making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a very important thing. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you want to be grateful, look at those people that are below you. If you look at our daily du'as that we read, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, from the time we wake up, every du'a is a shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person wakes up in the morning, alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana, ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us life after He has given us death, that small death of sleep. Immediately a person is reminded of death also. Imagine if he couldn't wake up. Just one point also, which my respected father has mentioned, that his Shaykh, Hazrat Mullah Masillah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, mentions that when a person wakes up after reading this dua, read the kalima immediately. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why Nabi Kareem, even Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, jadidu imanakum, renew your iman. So when you wake up in the morning, renew your iman one time with the dua also. Because the greatest bounty is our iman. If a person has everything of the dunya and he lives without iman, Allah forbid, Allah save us, then he has achieved nothing. Another person has nothing of the dunya but he has left with iman, he has achieved everything. Likewise, a person goes to the toilet day after. After he wakes up, he goes to the toilet to relieve himself. He's coming out of the toilet. What dua is he reading? غُفْرَانَكَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنِّي الْأَذَى وَعَفَانِ. Day again, he's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who relieved him. Ask that person who's a little bit constipated what happens to him. He's so uneasy. The point that is also mentioned, which muhaddithun has spoken about, why is a person coming out of the toilet and he's seeking forgiveness, ghufranak? Why is he seeking forgiveness? One interpretation which is given, that, oh Allah, you have relieved me, and I cannot make shukr, I cannot be grateful for that one ni'mat also. How much shukr I'm supposed to be making? I'm not making that amount of shukr. Just that one name. Ask that person who is constipated. Ask that person who is sick, his urine is closed. Allah save us from all sicknesses. An incident is mentioned regarding a king. His urine stopped. So he was prepared. Only a person who is going through the sickness knows what he's going through. He was prepared to give half his kingdom. Prepared to give half his kingdom for the person who cures him. Being the king, the best doctors will come also. From every way, different doctors came. No one could cure him because a person, it's the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to use medication. But at the same time, there's one ingredient that goes with it, and that is the command of Allah. If the command of Allah is not there, then that medication will not help you. The doctor will not be able to help you. And that's the command of Allah, that you must get the cure or don't get cure. So all the best doctors came. One pious person was walking past, he's asking, what is the commotion? Anyway, they told him, what is the problem? He comes in front of the king, told the king, what will you give me? He said, I'll give you half my kingdom. So he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was cured. So the king said, I'll keep my promise now. I'll give you half my kingdom. But the pious people, you know, every word of theirs, there's so much to think about. He said, that kingdom which is worth one drop of urine, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with that kingdom that is worth one drop of urine? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much of ni'mats, but we are not appreciating this ni'mat. We are always complaining, where is a rich person, where is a poor person, where is an employed person, unemployed person, every person. That's why Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah in his Fazail al-Sadaqat has mentioned an incident of a saint. One person was complaining about his condition. So the Buzuk said, Allah, I showed you so many ni'mas, why are you complaining? He said, no, Allah hasn't given me anything. When A'udhu Billah, people speak like that, not realizing what they're saying. So then he asked him, that if there's a sick patient in a hospital, and the parents, whoever, have to come to you and tell you, listen here, we need one eye. We're prepared to give you 1 million rand for that one eye. Are you prepared to give your one eye for that 1 million? He said, I'm insane to do that. How can I do that? Likewise, he went through each limb. The eyes, the hands, the feet. Then the saint told him, that is really surprising. You're walking around with millions. You're not prepared to give any of those limbs for even the millions of rands that you're being offered. And yet you're complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this insan needs to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under this verse, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three incidents. One is the incident of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounties that Allah had given him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him many bounties, the wealth, etc. that Allah had given him. But one specific bounty was spoken about, is that Allah ta'ala made iron very soft in his hand, and he could mold it how he wants it. The second incident is about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the wind. 1 month's journey. That a journey that will normally take 1 month will only take half a day's journey for him. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and Mufassirin speak about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him this ni'mat? Inshallah, we will come back to that point. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he had given him this ni'mat of the wind. And then Allah ta'ala commands both of them, i'malu ala Dawood shukra wa qalilun min ibadiya shakur. That makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you find very few people making shukr. Immediately after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of the people of Sabah. Allah had granted them a lot of bounties also. So much so that they were a town between two mountains. On both sides of the mountains, there were gardens of all types of fruit. Mufassirin mentioned, Ibn Kathir rahimullah, etc., have mentioned that it was such that a lady could just walk with a basket on her head without having to even lift a hand, and once she passed the fruit, the baskets would be full. That was the amount of ni'mats that Allah had given them. But Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَعْرَضُوا, they turned away from the commands of Allah. So when they turned away, then Allah Ta'ala took all the ni'mats away. Allah Ta'ala took all the ni'mats away. So many a times, Allah Ta'ala gives us many bounties, but we say something with our tongues. We do something that brings about the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala save us. That Allah Ta'ala takes away the ni'mats which He has given us. That is why Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi in his Tanbihul Ghafilin, he has mentioned some signs of a grateful person. What are the signs? How do you know you are a grateful person? Number one, whatever ni'mat you get, do not regard it as your own power and because of you being deserving of it. Always regard it that Allah has given it to me. I am not deserving of it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to me without being deserving of it. The second sign is that always use the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His obedience. Do not abuse the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, I will come back to the incident of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him that wind? So Mufassirin mentioned that one day he was sitting and he was watching the horses that he had for jihad. And whilst he was watching them, he got so engrossed with those horses that he missed his salah. His salah got delayed. Because of that, according to one tafsir, he slaughtered all those animals. He slaughtered all those animals. He said, these were the things that distracted me. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, a great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a garden which was right next to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to frequent that garden also. Once he was performing salah in that garden, which is known as Biriha, and whilst he was performing salah, he was distracted by a bird that was sitting on a tree. Because he was distracted from his salah, he gave that whole garden in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ni'mas that Allah give us must not be used to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must not become a distraction from fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed his animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the wind. Likewise, if this insan, when he will appreciate all the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him more. Likewise, always look at those people that are less fortunate. I will end off with two incidents. One, Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi alayhi comes out of his home. He didn't have any shoes, so he was walking and he was lamenting his condition that I don't have any shoes. But then he saw a person without any legs. And he lifts up his hand, he says, "Oh Allah, how great you are. If this person doesn't have legs, at least I got legs." When you look at the person less fortunate than you, then you'll appreciate the ni'mas. The other incident is that there was a professor. He came into the class. He handed out a page to each of his students. And on that page there was a black dot. And he told them that look at this page and write about it. And you won't be graded for whatever you write. All the students looked at the page. They were a little bit surprised, but they looked at the dot. And everyone started writing something about the black dot. After they finished it, and they gave in their papers, he looked at it and then he said that all of you all, when you looked at the page, you looked at the black dot. But everyone ignored the white patches around it, the white space around it. This is how insan is. He looks at all the dark things that happen in his life. He doesn't look at all the good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala make us from the grateful ones. I'll end off with the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawuli afiatik wa fujati nikmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. Oh Allah, we seek protection that you take away the ni'mats that you have given us. We seek protection that you take away the afiat and the safety that you have given us. We seek protection from your sudden anger. We seek protection from your sudden punishment. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.